in 1 John 3, I think it's verse 15, mm-hmm. he's telling us that there's no, really no difference between you hating your brother and murder.
Dude.
There's no difference.
That's the word, man. That's the word, man.
Yeah, the hatred that you have for your brother is murder towards your brother.
Yeah.
And again, this is an issue of the heart. This is something that I'm seeing and something I've been watching for quite some time.
Yeah.
And I'm actually having to guard my heart for that, because if we don't agree, we simply don't agree.
When he was a physical man in the earth and yet made of himself no reputation and had, yeah. what did they say today? The receipts had the receipts, buddy.
Had all the receipts.
When I tell somebody to stick their hand out that was withered, that hand comes back out and it works. When I tell somebody to see, they see.
That's right.
When I tell food to be multiplied, the food is multiplied. Jesus had the receipts, and yet he was low, man.
That's right.
When we say we want to be like Jesus, come on. Come on, man. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Under the Fig Tree Podcast. I'm Bruce.
And I'm Troy.
And today we have a fantastic subject for you. We're going to talk out a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about hatred, but before we do that, Troy has an announcement he wants to make or needs to make, and then we're going to jump right into the subject for today. Troy?
Yeah, Bruce, this is, so over the last couple of podcasts, we, you know, put this reminder out there. So this again is directly from the Department of Redundancy Department, right? so everybody knows we have created the Under the Fig Tree YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And we're in the process of migrating everything over from our Living Waters channel to the Under the Fig Tree channel. So right now we're still running both channels parallel with each other. Mm-hmm. And in the year, we'll have everything moved over, and we will start in January 1 just operating off the Under the Fig Tree channel. Seems like it's easier to find us now on the Under the Fig Tree channel.
That's some, I would imagine, feedback
so. We're getting. Also, yeah. If you are watching these, oh, definitely. Whole lot easier. So also, if you're watching the videos, it does help if you leave some comments and things like that. And we do our best to kind of connect with you there too. I try to go through, read the comments, reply back to the comments, except for the hateful ones. I'm just kidding. We don't have any hateful ones. But, yeah. Other than that, yeah, the comments help. And do your best if you can to subscribe to the channel and tell your friends about the channel. These last few episodes, been getting tons of great positive feedback from these last few episodes. In fact, this whole season. So we're just going to keep it rolling, man.
Awesome. Well, as I said, we're going to talk about hatred today. And if you don't mind, Troy, I tell you what, I'd like to start with, I was thinking about this some months ago, and I wrote something down, and I'd like to just simply read what I wrote. This was back in March, and I think I posted this on one of my social media sites. One of the biggest issues of hypocrisy I see among believers today is hating people, but never coming to the place of acknowledgement that you do, because you know you're not supposed to, while remaining uninterested in repentance or inner healing for that hate in your heart. So you pull the straps of religion tighter around you, and you misquote scripture to justify your position, and you put on the mask if you have to interact with that person, hoping no one can see the real you. But you forgot about the one who you can't hide from, who is the very one who told you to let him have it in the first place. So I wanted to read that, but since we're talking about hatred, and I obviously we're going to talk a little bit about hatred within the body of Christ. And I think that's a good place to start. I imagine we might even talk maybe a little bit about how you might be hating on God himself and maybe don't even realize it. But if we get to that, we'll get to that. Let's start wherever you have kind of pinpointed to start.
So, I mean, that's a great place. If we look at hatred in the body of Christ, because this is it's an issue.
Yeah.
So number one, we have to come to an agreement. Hatred is a very destructive emotion.
It is.
Very destructive mentality.
It is.
And it is very much so a heart issue. Hatred comes out of the heart, where you determine ill will towards somebody. You don't want to see anything good happen. You want to see the worst. You don't want to have any interactions. And I'm not talking about just disliking somebody and not getting along with somebody. I'm talking about where you literally hate someone. So is the action of hatred inherently completely evil? No, there are some things that God hates. God, I mean, Proverbs tells us about the six things that he hates, the seventh thing's an abomination to him. There's also other things that he hates, like sin. He hates sin. And so there are some places where hatred is warranted, but then there's some places where it's absolutely sinful.
Absolutely.
And this is one of the issues that I'm seeing in the body, that we have become very divisive over things that God has already resolved through his son Jesus.
Ooh, that's really good, Troy. Can you say that again, please?
Yes, we have become very divisive off of things that God has already resolved through his son Jesus.
Ooh, that's a mouthful, man.
I'm going to be honest with you, the church that is constantly bickering over things that Christ already resolved is probably not the church.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those
We
podcasts, man.
did say we were going to hit him hard in season five, didn't we?
In season five, yeah.
And
If
we're well in season five.
man, if you're constantly trying to argue and debate things that Christ has already resolved, right? And you say that's your Lord, it's a problem. So I'm of this nature, and we can talk plain here on under the fig tree, because that's kind of what we do. Here in America, we've allowed things that God has already resolved, things that he has spoken about way before political parties. We have started counting those things as political issues. And there's really only one major reason why we do that, because if we politicize it, then we get an opinion.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We're on it today, man, already. This is really good.
And honestly, my opinion, your opinion, anyone else's opinion doesn't really matter.
It does not. It
No,
does
if
not.
God's already said it, then that's it. That's the bottom line.
Isn't there a
And
scripture that
so,
says, let God be true and all men liars?
and all men liars. And so,
So there's only
speaking
one
of that,
truth.
there's only one truth. And speaking of that, because you just said that, and it just reminded me in 1 John, because these issues have become divisive and has caused people in the body to become divisive. And I would dare say that there are some roots of hatred that people have towards one another, really based off political, what they consider political issues, of which God never told us to be a part of anyway. Okay?
So you're hating people based on your opinion of something, not even based on any kinds of truth.
Thank you. And here's the issue with that. In 1 John 3, I think it's verse 15, he's telling us that there's no, really no difference between you hating your brother and murder.
Dude,
There's no difference.
that's the word, man. That's the
So,
word, man.
yeah, the hatred that you have for your brother is murder toward your brother. And again, this is an issue of the heart. This is something that I'm seeing and something I've been watching for quite some time. And I'm actually having to guard my heart from that, because if we don't agree, we simply don't agree.
Well,
It should be that simple.
you know what, Troy? That's a great point that you make about guarding, having to guard your own heart. I was going to say earlier, it's interesting because I would imagine if people were to be honest, and I'm talking about people in general, but especially believers in Jesus Christ. I would say that if you've been living long enough, probably everybody we know have had an opportunity to hate somebody.
Sure.
Have had the opportunity. And in some circumstances, many of us might feel kind of warranted, someone gets killed, a family member gets killed. Somebody kills one of your family members. Somebody harms a child. That's a big one, right?
Yeah.
There, we've probably all, in one way or another, had opportunity to hate somebody,
Sure.
you know, and
Absolutely.
we just have to choose, coming back to the opinion thing. Well, would God hold this against me? Well, yeah, sure he would. You know, that's not, you know, come on, man. Let's ask a real question. Will he hold it
Yeah.
against you? Let's ask a real question. When Jesus dies on a cross and says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," yeah, you don't get a pass. I don't get a pass. Nobody gets a pass, no matter how dark, how deep, how sinister, how evil the thing might have been done that was done that would make you feel justified in hating them. Because at the
Yeah.
bottom, at the end of the day, it doesn't affect the person you're hating. You're the only one that's being affected by it. Just like unforgiveness.
Just like unforgiveness, and just like unforgiveness, hatred will eat you from the
It
inside
will
out.
eat you from the inside out, buddy.
It really will. And
Yes, sir.
yeah, I've seen people, and I'm watching people right now, and they just chalk it up to a general disagreement, but then you consider the behavior and the mentality that goes on after that disagreement. And I'm
Yes,
like,
sir.
man, some of this stuff you're borderlining.
Yes,
You
sir.
know, anytime you can rejoice in the loss of life, right? You can rejoice in the loss of life, or you can rejoice in someone almost losing their life. Like,
Yeah,
I wish it, I wish it wouldn't happen. You got to get to that, like, okay, what's wrong with me? Right? It's just, it's not within man and in his design to hate. It's not in the original design for man
It's
to
not.
hate.
It's not.
This is the result of sin. So are you saying hatred is sin? It absolutely is. When you
Absolutely.
have hatred towards your brother, you have hatred towards another individual, it absolutely is sin.
Yeah.
And this is something, honestly, I've been watching this in the body. There's hatred. There's hatred towards one another, and I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, man. I think this is a really good subject to tackle a little bit because in the body of Christ, I'm going to say it like that. And then I'm going to switch it and I'm going to say, Troy, in the church,
The
in the church, once
church.
again, there are people who may not think that they're hating on a brother or sister in Christ. But all the signs are there of
Yeah.
hatred.
Yeah.
And why? Here's one of the best examples that I can give. Political parties. You mentioned it earlier.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing? And I'm going to say this. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Change the channel. We love you, but we're going to speak the truth, okay? It's amazing to me that there are people groups who say that they promote everything that people group. Okay? They tolerate almost everything concerning that people group, whether that people group is wrong or not, because they're
Yeah.
pro that particular people group. Until that people group steps out of boundaries and decides to think separate from the rest of the people group, and it's like now they must be destroyed. Right?
It's no in-between ground, man.
There's no, there's no, there's no, hey, let's go find out why she thinks like that or why he thinks like. No, they have stepped out of the boundaries that the people group have set, and now they must be terminated. I shouldn't be laughing, but it's funny to me. It's
Yeah.
pitifully funny. But this happens all the time. I'll go a step further. I'll use the skin color that we happen to have been made in God's image and likeness and his wonderfulness, and he decided to leave us in the heat a little longer and we're a little browner, right?
Gotcha.
Okay. What's the deal with hating on someone? Yes, I said hating on someone. You say that all these particular lives matter. All these brown skin matters. All these brown skin lives matter as long as you're not a Republican. All these brown skin lives matter, right? As long as you toe the line, whether it's working or not, whether it's good or not, whether the one that just that you've been told you have to stump for and hold the line for is evil and a child molester, you know what I'm saying? And an abortionist believes in everything that's against God, against the word of God, but they happen to be the right skin color. Let's talk about it. Because this is happening, and it's happening all the time, and it's happening way too much.
It
And
is.
people won't realize that they actually are harboring hate in their hearts for anyone who doesn't think the way the collective has designated that everyone has to think.
Yeah, it's real unfortunate, because so let's boil it down to truth, right? At what point have we been instructed by God the Father, by His Son, our brother Jesus, right? By Holy Spirit, or by the apostles, or by the prophets, or any other teacher of the word? From our Bible that we're supposed to be submitted to, at what point did they tell us to be a part of a political party? In fact, the one that we serve, he says, now watch this, because we're saying, talking about hatred. He said, hate this world
He did.
and the things of this world.
Flip it. Flip it. He said, if you love this world, you what?
It's
Loving this world is
enmity.
enmity.
Enmity. So he's saying this. And I believe that's in James chapter 4.
Yes,
Now,
sir.
what I love, you know what, Bruce, let me pull that up, because we need to talk about that. Okay?
Come on.
Let me pull that up. James chapter 4, verse 4, it says adulterers and adulteresses. He's laying it out to them. He's talking to, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity or hatred with God?
Hatred.
Now, here's the rest of it, right? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Now, think about what that's saying. It didn't even say that you have to be a friend of this world. It said if you want to be
If you want to
a
be,
friend of this world.
yes, sir.
Whoever wants to be, which means you can want to, and the world rejects you as a friend, but because you want it to be, you're still an enemy of
You're
God.
still an enemy of God. That's it.
Even if the world rejects you.
That's it.
If it's within your heart to want to be a friend of the world, it is hatred, and you become God's enemy. Jesus said, hate this world and the things of this world. Political parties are a thing of this world. Are we supposed to have any issue with it? No, but here's the thing. You belong to a kingdom. Believer, you belong to a kingdom. You don't need a political party. You belong to a kingdom.
But you know
And
what,
we end up
Troy?
fighting over things that we shouldn't be fighting over.
I'll be real honest with you, man. Personally, once again, everything outside of or apart from God's truth is an opinion. I don't think that can be stressed enough. It's
Correct.
simply our opinion. So I'm going to give mine in relation to politics and all of that stuff. I
Okay.
really don't have that much of a problem with people who want to be, and I say people talking specifically about believers who believe that that a difference can be made through prayer, through that
Sure.
process or whatever. Here's the
No issue.
issue. Here's the issue that I have. When I look at what I've been looking at and listen to who I've been listening to, sometimes not voluntarily, you know what I'm saying? You almost have to just turn everything off, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
One of
you
the
do.
things that one of the conclusions that I've come to, Troy, is because I want to give equal time. I made a statement about people who look like us, but I want to give equal time because it's people who don't look like us as well. They have their
Correct.
own stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
There's all these
Everybody
people
does.
groups. That's why I started with people groups. I just went a little further and specifically mentioned those that look like me and you. But everybody who has their people group, whether it's skin color, whether it's socioeconomic, whatever that is, here's the issue that I have when it comes to the believer. You cannot be, I've said this I don't know how many times over the last few years, you cannot be white first and be a
Correct.
believer in Jesus Christ. You cannot be black first. You cannot be Republican first. You cannot be Democrat first. You cannot be Black Lives Matter first, right?
That's right.
You can't be anything first and then God. You can't.
No.
You cannot. And that's not my standard. That's God's standard. We're
Yeah.
still dealing with a God who says that he'll have no other God before him. He hadn't changed. And
No,
guess what?
not at all.
You can say all day how much, no, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I just really feel strongly about, the political party and the political process and this and that, da, 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 da. Yeah, until somebody disagrees with you. Until somebody disagrees, we're talking about hatred, right? So until somebody disagrees with you, and this is serious, man, because there are people, Troy. I didn't really mean to hang out here on the political thing using just that as an example, but I think it's a good example. There are people who have lost contact with family members who some half the family or one in the family was Republican and the rest of them were Democrat. And now this person that you knew maybe from a baby, maybe you were there when they were born. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you grew up together. You know this person, but all of a sudden, this is why I know it's demonic. And I'm gonna say it. I know it's demonic because it separates people. It separates
Correct.
family. It separates the love that God has put that should come natural. You mentioned it earlier. That should come natural to a human being. No wonder the Bible says that in the last days, the love of many shall wax cold.
Wax cold, yes,
Yes,
sir.
sir. Yes, sir. And so this is the issue that I have when we are willing to let anything other than God and His Word be first. And now we
Correct.
say, yeah, but. No, there is no yeah, but. Either God is first and His way is first, or your political agenda, your political bent, your, I don't like this kind of music. The music ain't for you.
It's not for you.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like the way they worship. It ain't for you. You see what I'm saying? There's so many
Yeah.
nuances and there's so many variations that there's so many shades of this thing. And many times I don't think people realize how God sees that when you respond that way.
It can be very detrimental to your walk as a believer. Not can be, it will be detrimental to your walk as a believer. Now here's something, Bruce. This again, I like what you said. Anything other than what God says is merely opinion.
It's
So
just an opinion.
we stick to what he says. He says, by this, the world will know that you're my disciples. How? By the love you have
By
for
the
one
love you
another.
have for one another, man. All day.
Yeah.
All
So
day.
how is this not demonic?
All day.
Right? If you say that you're one of his, but you're displaying hateful behavior. I'm
Hateful.
talking
Boy,
about
that's good.
from your
Hateful
heart.
behavior.
Yeah, from your heart. You
Yeah.
just you how are you showing the world that you're his disciple?
You're not.
I think you hit a good point when you stay at the political party, because that's a hot button right now, and
It
people
is,
feel
and
so
that's why I
strongly
wanted to
about
bring it
that.
up.
Yeah, people, and I think it's a good place to be. But here's the thing. What is greater than being a son? What's greater than that? And so again, like you
Apostles?
said,
No? Oh, sorry. No. No. Prophets?
no.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
Like you said, you can't be white first, black first, Hispanic first. You're a son first. You
You
can't be
can't be bishop
Republican,
first. You can't
Democrat.
be apostle
You
first.
can't be any of that
You
first.
can't be any of that first.
None of it.
No,
You're a
sir.
son. What's greater than that?
Nothing.
To as many as did believe in him, he gave them the right to become sons of God.
Sons.
You know, the rest of that stuff, political parties will fade away. Political issues will fade away. In the end, only truth is going to stand.
And you
In
know
the
what,
end.
man? Good God Almighty, dude. Listen, and just be smart about it. It's going to be a couple of years, and then it'll be turned over to the next people anyway. And then everybody, you know what I'm saying? And then all the hate will shift.
It will shift.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't like this the
Think
first
about
time
that.
it happens about every 4 years or so, right?
Think
And I
about
know all
that.
the hate shifts. You know what I'm saying? The
Think
people
about
who
it.
said that they were just so loving, it just, yeah, and while your party is in charge.
If I will, I'm gonna say this, since we're already borderline offending some people, I'm sure of it. If you had as much dedication to the kingdom that
Dude.
you do to the political agenda,
Dude.
we would get so much more work done in this world.
Bro. Bro.
If you had as much dedication to the great commission that he's given us to go into the world and preach the gospel and make disciples, we could get so much done in this world.
Troy,
But
you can have a healing grace on your life to see miraculous things happen through you and hate somebody who doesn't look like you. You know? Or hate somebody who does look like you but doesn't agree with you. How do you hate people and operate as a kingdom citizen? Miracles, signs, wonders, preaching the truth of God. How do you do that with hate in your heart? It has to be dealt with.
It has to be.
It has to be dealt with, man, because I believe, Troy, this is one of the reasons the American church is so powerless. I
Oh
believe
boy.
that. I believe that's one of the reasons the American church is so powerless, because social media, for the most part, has convinced us that our opinions matter. You know what I'm saying? And we start worshiping our own opinions
Yes, sir.
versus standing on the word of God.
1,000%. 1,000%. There's so many distractions, social media being one of them. There's so many things that keep our focus off of the God says. The interesting thing is the Bible talks about the tickling of the ears.
Yes, sir.
And I don't think all that comes from preachers and false prophets. I don't believe it does.
No, sir.
There are some things that this world presents to you
Yes, sir.
through whatever medium it presents to you that you're like, you know what? I feel comfortable with that. Here's the deal. And it's just the God honest truth. There's nothing comfortable about crucifying your flesh.
Nothing.
Nothing. In fact, even if you did have an issue with somebody, one of the best ways to resolve that issue that you have with somebody
Yes,
is
sir.
to pray for that person.
Yes, sir.
It is very difficult for you to stay angry and to become hateful and resentful towards someone you're praying for.
That's exactly
I'm
right,
talking
Troy.
about earnestly in
You
intercession
think
for that
maybe
person.
God knew that?
I'm thinking he's got to be smarter than me.
You think maybe he knew that? Maybe that's why he said men ought to always pray and not faint.
Always pray.
You
Love
think
your
maybe he
enemies.
understood,
Pray for your
love your
enemies.
enemies, pray for them?
Man. Absolutely.
I
It's
wonder if he
hard for you to
understood that.
stay. You can't, if you're earnestly, I'm not talking about you just saying, God bless this person. God, I'm talking about you're earnestly praying for that person. It's very difficult. Because one thing that's going to happen when you earnestly start praying for people, compassion is going to grip your heart.
Compassion is going to grip your heart. It's going to soften you. You become
What is it?
intimate. You know what I'm saying? You become intimate in prayer, man.
Yeah, man.
You come into this place of intimacy. And if you really are desirous to be one with Holy Spirit in that regard, oh man, he'll drop things on you, and you'll go from prayer to serious intercession with crying, and you know what I'm saying, and weeping, and you know, and it turns into a full blown intercession, a full blown petition for that individual, if you're really interested in following him. Now, if you're not really interested in following him and you just like to give the appearance that you pray for people, right? Then you can do that too. You see what I'm saying? That's just that's having a form of God, the Bible says, but denying the power thereof. Now, people fall into that category and they're okay with that, and okay, you know? Okay.
Here's an issue in Proverbs chapter 10. It says this, that hatred stirs up conflict. Right? It says that hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all wrong. Right? Hatred stirs it up. Right? And here's the problem. Oh, man.
Love covers a multitude of sins.
Love covers a multitude of sin, right? Here's the thing. We mentioned this before, the six things that God hates, right? I believe it's in Proverbs. I think it's chapter six, right? So Proverbs six, it says this, these six things the Lord hates, right? So there's a righteous hatred, right? And yes, seven is an abomination to him. Now watch this, a proud look. God hates
Boy,
a proud look.
boy, oh boy, oh boy.
God hates a lying tongue. God hates hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift to run into evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren.
Among the
Right?
brethren.
Now remember, hatred stirs up issues, right? Stirs up conflict, right? Proverbs says hatred stirs up conflict. That conflict leads to discord, right? Now, watch this. Remember, there's a righteous hatred that God has. A righteous hatred. These six things God hates. Right? A proud look. That look is a thing. A lying tongue. That tongue is a thing. Hands that shed innocent, that's a thing. The hands are a thing, right? A heart that devises wickedness, that's a thing.
Feet.
Feet that are swift to run it, that's a thing. Now we run into a problem. Look what it says. A false witness who speaks like a who is not a thing.
Who?
Am I right?
That's right.
A who is not a thing, and one who sows discord. The one who, a who is not a thing. So these seven things that are laid out here, two of them are not things, they're people. There's a righteous hatred that God has. And you're saying there's hatred for people? A righteous hatred, yes. But look what that hatred is for. Those that sow discord among the brethren,
That's
right?
right.
And a false witness who speaks lies. Why? Because that sows discord among the brethren.
Among the brethren, yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a righteous hatred that he has for that. We'll try to duplicate that righteous anger or hatred, but we do it in an unrighteous way,
Yes,
which makes it unrighteous.
which makes
So
it
you figure,
unrighteous.
okay, well, you're doing this, so I can say that I have a hatred for you, and you're do no. You can't do it that way because you're not God, for
That's
one.
right. That's right.
You don't have the same love in your heart for that person. This is a righteous hatred that he has because he still loves the person.
That's
How
exactly
does he
right,
do that?
Troy.
I don't know how he does that. If I knew how he did that, I'd be God. So I don't know how he still loves the person and still hates the person. I don't know how he does that. And I know I can't do it.
It puts me in the mind, Troy. I'll take a crack at it. It puts me
Okay.
in the mind, if you have children and your child does something that you hate.
Yes.
Simple.
I
You have
got it.
children, your child does something that you absolutely detest, that you probably told them not to do
100 times.
100 times, and they did it anyway. You know what I'm saying? And you hate that they did it. You might even be upset with them, right? Maybe there's even punishment coming, but you still have the capacity to love them
Unconditionally,
unconditionally,
which
all at the
is
same time. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's one of
crazy.
the things, and I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but it just made me think about how, People confuse correction with rebuke and
That's a good
punishment.
point. That's a good point.
And to your point earlier, sometimes we take on the role as if we're God, as if we know how to do it. You said that just a moment ago, as if we know how to dispense that, right? And we do it.
We
Isn't
don't.
there a scripture? We do it out of our flesh. What's the scripture? Oh boy, what's the scripture that talks about the wrath of man does not equal the righteousness of
The
God?
righteousness of God. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a good one, man. Yeah, just because you think, you're feeling this righteous indignation, right? And the Lord is like, you in the flesh, boy, go sit down. Little girl, you in the flesh. You're not representing me. You're not representing me, and you're not representing me well right now because you think it's about being, carnally upset. And you don't understand.
Yeah.
Sort hey, look, sort of like what Jesus had to tell the sons of Zebedee. Hey, Jesus, let us call down fire, man, and just crispy them all up, man. Let's just have
Yeah.
a bonfire. He says, hey, man, y'all don't know what spirit you're of.
There you go.
I think that's a lot of people today. You don't know what spirit you're of, man.
Yeah.
You can't use your personal disdain and somehow make it godly. You can't get up in front of people at the podium and spew out a bunch of fleshly stuff just because you're the pastor, the bishop, the prophet, the apostle, whatever, the church leader,
Can't do
and everybody knows you're in your flesh, right? But you think that you're okay because you carry the title. Can't do it.
Can't
God is
do
not
it.
impressed. God is not
I'm with
impressed.
you. I think the passage you were quoting was the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
Does not.
You can't operate in that and then still produce righteousness. It just, you
You
can't do it.
cannot. You can't do it, man. It doesn't
Yeah,
work.
so I know you had something in First John you wanted to talk about.
Well, let's go back to 1 John for a minute. 1 John 2 and I want to start at 9. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in the dark. They're still in darkness. And off camera, we were talking about that a little bit. How if you ju do just a little bit of study, you don't have to be a Greek scholar. Just go a little bit past the surface, and you'll see that there's several places, at least in the New Testament, where the term darkness is used, and it's talking about ignorance.
It is.
It's talking about ignorance, and that's all through First John, talking about being in darkness in relation to how you feel, how you think, how you see, how you respond to and react to your brother and sister in Christ. It's all through First John. I could continue. Anyone who loves his brother and sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. That's verse 10. Verse 11 says, but anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness.
Yeah. I'm glad you said, because I have a saying, Bruce, and maybe you've heard me say it before, maybe you haven't, but I have a saying that the strength of darkness is ignorant.
That's First John all day. That's what we're
The
reading
strength of
right now.
darkness, it is ignorance.
Yes, sir.
When the Bible calls Satan the prince of darkness, he's the prince of your ignorance,
Yes.
the things that you're
Oh, that's
not
so
aware of.
good.
The strength of darkness is ignorance. And as long it listen, there's nothing wrong with being ignorant. We're all ignorant of something. The key is don't stay ignorant. Paul says,
Don't
I would
stay
not
there,
have you
man.
be ignorant. And we can't, we won't get into that, but there is a podcast we did before that talking about the tools that Satan uses.
Yes.
It's this season. You can go back and listen to
Yeah,
that
Satan's
podcast.
devices.
Satan's devices. I can't remember what episode that was, but we did do that one.
Yes,
But
sir.
when it talks about him as far as the in that kingdom of darkness, that prince of
Yeah.
dark, the prince of your ignorance, that kingdom is the kingdom of ignorance. When light is introduced, what is light? Light is truth. It's
Yes.
revelation, right? This is where you come into the knowledge of something and you accept that knowledge and you start to walk in that knowledge. This is how you become part of the kingdom of light. Without that, you're in the dark, right? So when you're reading this, what I'm seeing is there are people, oh boy, okay. They're like moths, Bruce. They're attracted to the light, but eventually they'll go back to the darkness anyway. You see what I mean? They're just like
Wow,
moths.
man.
They're attracted to the light. This looks good. This looks like it. I'd like to be around this, but when it comes down to staying in this area, no, there's still something out there for me. I'll go back to the darkness. That's what it looks like to me. So when you're saying or you're reading this from the book, when it's telling us that, hey, look, man, if you got hatred for somebody, you can't say that you're walking in the light.
You cannot.
It's
You
just, it's not
cannot.
possible. You're not walking in the light if you got hatred in your heart.
Listen, let me go a step further. And it's not even me. It's the same chapter, verse 15, chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Listen, do not
Read
love
it.
the world or anything in the world.
Read
If
it.
anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them, is not in them.
Bingo.
We didn't write it. That's when everybody that's listening and watching to know we didn't write it. You can go find it in your Bible.
So if when we're talking about the world, we're talking about this world system, right? If you love the world, and if you have love for the world, then the love of the Father is not in you. So if it comes from this world system and you have love for it, it's saying the love of the Father is not in you. So that would be your political party, right? You have love for your political party. The love of the Father is not in you. The industry in which you work, if you have love of that, then the love of the Father is not in you, right? Your fraternity.
Oh, come on, Troy. Come on, man. Come on.
Am I wrong?
You
That's
are
not of the
not
kingdom.
wrong.
That's of this, it's of this world, right?
You're not wrong.
So if you have love for that, the love of the Father is not in you. It's not, this is what's in the book, right?
It is what's in the book. And I think what happens is people, well, I think we touched it a little bit earlier, Troy. I think one of the things that we humans tend to do is think that once again, no. I love God. I love God with all my heart. And but I also love my sorority, my fraternity. I also love my secret society. I also love, my da 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 da, whatever. You fill in the blank, right? Or you might even say, I also like, maybe you want to be coy and you won't say you love it. You'll say, man, well, but I also like it. I like it, but I do love Jesus. I do love Jesus. I love him. I think that happens a lot, man. I think that there are people who are absolutely sincere and maybe
I
have just
agree.
never been introduced to what we're talking about the way that we're talking about it.
Correct.
We have no
I think.
hatred. We're talking about hatred. I know you don't. I certainly have no hatred for anything or any group or anybody that we have mentioned so far. None whatsoever. Our focus is on what the word actually says. Period.
There's things in this world is telling us not to love these things in this world. And I will say this, and I will leave this part alone. Whatever your it is, doesn't matter. Whatever it is. If you cannot give it up for the sake of Christ, you do not own it. It owns you.
Full stop.
Here we go.
Full stop. Verse 16. I'm going to go on. Verse 16. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, right? Now, the lust, that sounds, oh, you lusting in the flesh. Lust meaning your ardent desire for it. You have a strong desire.
A
So
strong desire.
the strong desire of the flesh, what the flesh wants, the lust of the eyes, the strong desire for what you see and you want it, right? You see it, you want it. And the pride of life comes not from the Father, but
Man.
from the world. Just in case you thought, okay, like I said, I love Jesus. I just also like being a part of this because it's a good thing. We do good things and we do good and we do good. Troy, we do good. What's wrong with doing good, right? Verse 17 says, the world and its desires pass away. But whosoever does the will of God lives forever. We didn't write it. We didn't
No.
write it. And let me say this, Troy. Let me try to be slightly prophetic for
Okay.
half a second.
Okay.
We are in a place, we are in a time right now at the end of 2025. We're about to step over into November 2025. I think today is the 28th of October, right? If I've heard correctly from the Lord, that's my humility because we have these gifts in earthen vessels. So I don't mind saying it that way. I absolutely believe that I've heard from God, but I'll step low and say, if I've heard correctly from the Lord, we have 5 years to get this thing together, to get it together as the church, as the body of Christ. We have 5 years to get this together. I am not saying that Jesus is coming back in 2030. I'm saying that Jesus wants his church to be at a particular place by 2030, by the end of 2029. Is it possible that he knows what's coming? Is it possible that there's things coming that will challenge the church, maybe on a level that we've not been challenged on before, particularly in the United States of America? And this is why he's pressing on us to be at a particular place by a particular time and to let go of the distractions. That's where I want to go with that. To let go of the distractions. I've told this story to you many times over the years we've known each other, and it's going to be more than what some people on here can take that's listening to this that actually know me and know us, right? So I'm not even going to say what the thing was, but I was doing something and it wasn't sinful, okay? Let me just make sure I say that. It was not sin, but it wasn't something that God was interested in me doing, okay? I'm going to say that again. I was participating in something that I liked that was not sinful, right? But I made the mistake of asking God, what did he think about the thing that I really enjoy doing? And that very night, when I asked him that in the day, that very night, I had a dream, and in no uncertain terms, God told me what he thought about the thing. And that thing in the dream got caught up in the wind, Holy Spirit, ooh. Caught up in the wind and turned into dust, and I watched it fly away. And I woke up and I was like, okay, well, that's so much for that. Here's my point. It could be coffee. It could, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be necessarily a sinful thing. It's are you at a place where you're willing to hear from God? You said it earlier. Are you in a place where if God says, I want that right there, I want that. Can I have that? Are you in a place where you can, are you in a place where you're even concerned about what God thinks about the things that you put a lot of time and effort and heart into? Are you even in that place where you're willing to say, God, what do you think about my being a part of this? My being a part of that? What do you think about that?
I think everything you said there was accurate, is accurate, I should say. It's a very critical point in time, I believe. And
It
I
is.
think one of the reasons why this topic was so, why we're so passionate about this topic is because it is a heart issue, right?
Yes, sir.
And this is the point in time where I believe that God is wanting to definitely be able to clean out the hearts of those that he calls his own,
Yes,
right?
sir.
Psalms 97, it says this. It says, let those who love the Lord hate evil. Yeah, if you love God, hate evil. You know, and just as the hatred would go towards somebody, just redirect that at evil. You don't want to have anything to do with this person or this group of people. I don't want to hear nothing they have to say. Do the same thing with evil.
So having the mentality or the mindset that God, I love what you love and I hate what you hate.
Hate what you hate.
Would you
Yeah.
say it like that?
I would.
I hate what you hate, God. Tell me what you
Yeah.
hate. Oh, you already told me in your word. Okay. Well,
Yeah,
let me, you
exactly.
know what I'm saying? Let me just hate what you hate. I hate
And
the
I think it's
shedding of
okay.
innocent blood. I don't care what side. You see what I'm saying? I
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
either you believe the word or you don't.
Or
Either
you don't.
you're going to adhere to the word and follow the word or you don't.
That's it.
That's the bottom line. If he says he hates the shedding of innocent blood, then you can say, but all you want.
Still hates it.
It doesn't
Still
change the
hates it.
fact that he still hates the shedding of innocent blood.
Yeah, man.
Period. It doesn't matter whether you're talking abortion, whether you're talking murder, right?
Hates murder.
He
That's
hates murder.
unprovocated killing.
Exactly.
It's
But
unprovocated.
bottom
So,
line, he hates the shedding of innocent blood, no matter whose blood it is.
key word innocent,
Innocent.
right?
Innocent.
Keyword.
And so, yeah,
These
we're passionate about it, man, because
absolutely.
I know a lot of people, you know a lot of people who really are trying to live this life as we are, you know. And these are the questions of the heart. You kind of alluded to that earlier. It's a heart thing, right? These are the questions of the heart. These are the things that we ought to be asking God, you know, God, where am I? I love to tell you where I am. Let me switch that and now ask you to tell me where I am. You tell me where I am.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Lord so much. Oh, I would never do anything to, you know, and I would, oh, and I just love, yeah. Oh, time out. You telling God where you are. Why don't you be humble enough to just ask God to tell you where you actually are?
Yeah.
You might
Makes a
be
difference.
surprised.
It makes a difference.
It makes all
'Cause
kinds of difference, man.
I guarantee you, now that you mention that, his answer and your answer are going to be different. Guaranteed. His answer and your answer are going to be different.
Listen, man, the Lord told me this was personal. I'll be glad to share it. The Lord told me many, many years ago, the Lord said to me one day, and I knew it was God talking. I didn't hear no audible voice or anything like that. But you know, it's fine. But I knew in my heart that God was speaking to me. And this is what I heard. He said, you think that you're okay in this area, this area, that area, that area. You know, he said, and you think that you're really concerned about not being good enough in this area. He said, and I'm really not concerned about that area. I'm concerned about the areas that you think you and I are okay in. And I was like, oh,
Got this funny way of
Jesus,
putting you back in place, right?
Jesus.
Yeah, ma'am.
So I believe
Take it.
that's true for many, man. You know,
Sure.
we do our own evaluation instead of saying, Father, tell me where I am and help me to be where you want me to be. That takes humility. It takes the killing of your own opinions. It takes the killing of your pride, you know, to switch that up and say, hey, God, help me to know where I actually am, not where I think I am. And truth be told, you might be better off to the point that he made to me. You may be better off in the areas that you thought you were really struggling in. He wasn't so
Yeah.
concerned about it because he knew that was a childish thing. He knew that you would grow out of that if you just kept walking with him. It's those other mindsets that he wanted to deal with that you thought, oh yeah, I got this, God. I don't need your help with this. And he says, oh yeah, that's exactly where I want to deal with you with, you know.
Yeah. The Bible tells us in Psalms 139, the psalmist is saying, "Search me. Search me, God. And see if you can find any wicked
See if
way
you
in
can
me."
find any wicked way in me.
Yeah. Not for me to look and find it myself, because I don't know all the places to look, right? And I can't see it through the right lens every time.
That's exactly right.
I can't see it. Watch this, Bruce. And this is going to be something that we teach here soon, because I don't think I've ever taught this publicly outside of just maybe members of my own family, right? There's a design that we have that God has created us, right? We are a spirit, we live in a body, we have a soul. Got that, right? The three components, but there's also three other parts of how we operate. And God has given us these components in which for us to operate. So there's one, discernment, right? And it has to go in this order: discernment, then logic, then emotions. Has to go in that order. If anything goes out of that order, everything falls apart. You will fall into sin. It's
I
that
believe
simple.
that. I
When
believe
he
that.
made us, he made us to be able to discern. He made us to be logical, because now I have to go back and see if what you're saying lines up to what I was taught, right? And then emotional. But if we're ever led by emotions, we're definitely going to fall.
Yes, sir.
If we're led by logic, we won't fall as fast as if we're led by emotions. But if you operate in discernment first, true discernment, it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, for you to fall.
Yes,
Very
sir.
difficult.
Yes, sir. I
If
believe
any
that.
of those goes out of order, when he told the woman in the garden, he says, "See, look at this fruit." Basically, he was saying, "Look at this," and she saw that it was good to the eye, and it would make one wise, right? And she desired it. Where did she desire that from? Not from her discerning eye. She didn't do that from her logical eye. She did that from her emotional eye. And when she did that, it caused the fall. If
Sure, I'm
we
with you.
operate within those three, in those areas, but do it in order, in its proper order, then we're fine. You're never going to hate somebody. You're never going to hate somebody if you're able to discern what God thinks about that person
Boy,
first.
Hold on, say that again, please.
You're never going to hate somebody if you're able to discern what God thinks about that person first.
So now you come back to the point that I've just made about humbling yourself and saying, God, okay,
Bingo.
now not only what do you think about me, help me to understand where I am, but what do you think about this individual?
This individual.
What do you think about this person that really gets on my nerves? Listen, I was going to say at work, forget work, that gets on my nerves at church. I can't stand the way she leads worship. She thinks she cute.
And what
You know I'm having a little fun here, right?
does that come from? That's emotion,
It's emotion.
which is the
Because like
wrong
I said
order.
earlier, the song, if you can get the right picture, not only of her, but get the right picture of the worship, it's not for you anyway. I said it
No,
earlier.
it's not. It's
You know what I'm
not.
saying? So you need an adjustment on probably a couple different levels, right? But you got to humble
Absolutely.
yourself to get it. You have to be willing to
Absolutely.
ask the one who actually knows. And look, watch this. Go a little lower. God, please help me to understand why I don't like him.
Man.
See, now you're talking to God, man. Now you're interested. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Now you're serious. You're telling God that you're serious about actually living this life and walking this thing out for real by being brutally honest. The Lord told me one day, many years ago, He said, "Listen, son, you need to be brutally honest with yourself and brutally honest with me. That's the only way I can help you. There has to be brutal honesty. God, I don't like him. I don't like her. Please help me to understand why, because I know you know why. You know, I get this feeling of wanting to choke them out every time I see them, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Now you're being brutally honest, and guess what he'll do? He sent Holy Spirit to be what? Our lead, our
Our
guide,
guy.
to bring us into all truth.
All truth.
You get me?
Oh,
And
yeah.
so there has to be a level of humility that
Sure.
we are willing to walk in. I'm looking at, as I say that, I just scrolled past one of my notes, Proverbs 8:13. To fear the Lord is to hate evil.
Yeah, man.
I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Ooh.
There we go.
Ooh.
There we go.
Are we willing to
Here we
go
go.
low before God and say, God, please help me? I actually want to be better. Listen, Troy. We have an elder brother. You know his name?
I
You
do.
know our elder brother's name? You and I
I
have the
do.
same elder brother.
Yeah,
Let me
he's
look in
got
the
a
camera for a
name.
minute. Hey guys, those that believe in this guy, his name is Jesus. Do you know he's our elder brother? He's the firstborn of many brethren. He's our elder brother. Who doesn't want to be like the best elder brother in the universe? Who would not want to be like their elder brother, with their elder brother being such a good guy? I know there's people that's going to be jacked up because I just said Jesus is a good guy, right? But he is. He is. And he's our elder brother. So we do all of this stuff. We do all of this religious stuff and don't realize that we're telling Jesus we're not interested in really being like him, because Jesus was humble. Jesus took off his clothes, stripped down to his skivvies, as they say in the Navy. I wasn't in the Navy, I was in the Army. I had sense. But he, you know, and he got down and cleaned his disciples' feet to make the point to them that this is how you grow. This is
That's
how
right.
you master this walk. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
right. Yeah.
This is how
Yeah.
you do it. If you got to be a servant of everybody. If you want to go up, you got to go low.
You gotta go low.
There's no way to get around it.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Not
You
at
don't need
all.
nobody carrying your Bible. You need to carry your own Bible and open it when ain't nobody looking.
Yeah, man.
Get the bottle of
Killer
water
too.
out your car and stop having people bring you a bottle of water in a big goblet. Talking about they honoring the man of God. Yeah, I'm poking fun at it, and I'm having a lot of fun right now, but I'm just trying to make the point, man. I am. I'm having a lot of fun, but I'm trying to make the point. We all, I don't care what level you think you're on, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, bishop, it doesn't matter. We all have to live in this one place, Troy. And that's a place of lowliness, the way
That's
that
right.
Jesus did, knowing that he was the Son of God, is the Son of God, when he was a physical man in the earth, and yet made of himself no
No
reputation.
reputation.
Oh,
That's
come
right.
on, bro. Come on, man.
That's right.
Come on.
If anybody could have made themselves a reputation, it would have been
Dude,
him.
and had and
Yeah.
what did they say today? The receipts had the receipts,
Had
buddy.
all the receipts.
Had all the receipts. When I tell somebody to get up, they get up. When I tell somebody to come back to life, they come back to life. When I tell somebody to stick their hand out that was withered, that hand comes back out and it works. When I tell somebody to see, they see.
That's
When
right.
I tell food to be multiplied, the food is multiplied. Jesus had the receipts and yet he was low, man.
That's right.
And we say we want to be like Jesus. Come on. Come on, man. Come on, man. Why are we playing?
No, I'm
I'm
with you,
sorry.
brother.
I'm sorry.
No, I love it.
I'm very passionate about this particular thing, man, because we're called to the body. Yeah, we should win souls, but you know what? I'm called to the body, yo. I'm
We
called to
are
the
called to the
body.
body.
I'm called
We are called.
to help her see. Let's talk about her in the female context, since she's called the bride of Christ. Part of my job is to help you see that your slip is showing.
That's right.
And why would I love you if I love you and I'm a part of you? Why would I let you walk around? You came out of the bathroom and you got this long piece of toilet paper stuck to the back of your shoe and nobody says anything to you.
It's not good.
Where's the love? Where's the love? To tell somebody, you know what I'm saying? To take them and say, "Hey, come here for a minute. Let me help you out. I know you can't see back there. Let me help you out." Take the toilet tissue off of their shoe. You know, a sister takes another sister back in the back and say, "Come here for a minute, sis. Come here. Come here." And whisper, "Your slip is showing." They don't tell the whole world. They don't announce it
No.
over the microphone. Dude, we got to get this thing straight, man. We got to get this thing straight. We're talking about hating one another, dude. Do you know how much hate spews over social media, where you have people who think that they are righteous and right calling out other brothers and sisters in Christ on social media? Many of them they've never met before in their lives.
And they go hard at them,
And
and
they go hard. Dude, what are we doing?
it's incredible.
What are
This
we doing?
stuff here, man, because again, by this they will know that you're my disciples by the love you have for one another. And this let me say this. Okay. I'm gonna help somebody. It might not help everybody, but I'm gonna help somebody. You're never gonna resolve an issue on social media.
Bro,
It's
bro,
pointless. You're
bro.
never going to resolve an issue on social media. That's it's pointless. It is pointless. It was never supposed to happen that way. If you disagree with somebody, I tell you what, just keep scrolling. Or here's a novel idea. Just get off social media.
Get off social media. If it
Get off
drives
social
you
media.
to hate, if it
Get
drives
off
you to
social media.
act ungodly,
Thank you.
you know what I'm saying? If it
Thank
drives
you.
you to think ungodly, if it
Get
drives
off
you
social
to
media.
express ungodliness,
Get off social media.
get off social media.
Yeah. You're not going to resolve an issue in an argument on so it's you're just not. It's pointless. It bears no fruit. It bears no fruit.
Oh my God, man.
And I see these guys, they'll go back and forth with each other making videos, but and I'm like, if you would just do the work of the kingdom.
Yeah.
Because now what you're doing, besides sowing discord among the brethren, you have 50,000 followers. The other guy has 75,000 followers, and now his followers are going after your followers, and your followers are going after his followers. And I'm like, look what we've done. Why? Because if you're a big time social media influencer, you can get in contact with another social media influencer. Just call them. Call them and
And
talk it out.
do the word. Call your brother, call your sister, talk it out one on one, right? Even if they don't receive it, leave it alone, because there's nobody on social media that can justify you by you going on social media and saying, you know, I did try that. I called them and they didn't want to listen. And so now I'm bringing it to. Huh?
No,
What?
no,
What?
no, no, it doesn't work that way.
Why? That don't sound right.
It doesn't work that way.
That don't sound right, bro.
It
That's not
doesn't
the
work that
same.
way.
Listen, and maybe they think they're coming from, I didn't mean to hang out here, but since we're here, maybe some think, Troy, that they're coming from the scripture that says you go to your brother, if they don't receive you, then you take another one. If they don't receive you, then you bring them to the church. Social media ain't the church.
That's not the church.
No,
That's not the church.
no. Your
So,
followers ain't the church.
no.
They're not the governing body of
No.
how you interact and how you deal with somebody else in the body.
No.
I thought that was Jesus. I thought this was Jesus's church.
I'm hoping this is helping somebody. I really am. It's helping me, so I guess I am somebody. But I hope it's helping somebody. Listen, you're just not going to resolve things that way. It's
You're not.
no point. It's
You're
no
not.
point in doing it. And so the only thing it can do, honestly, the only thing it can do is stir up controversy, stir up conflict, which is exactly what the Bible says hatred will do.
That's
It will
exactly
stir up
right.
conflict, and it's not good.
That's right.
I think at some point. At some point, we have to resolve in our heart. I think you said it earlier, Bruce. Either we're going to believe this word or we're not.
That's the bottom
Either we're going
line,
to
dude.
do this word or we're not.
That's
How
it.
can I love or show love to the world, right? How
Yeah.
can I show the world that I love my brother?
Yeah.
Because ultimately, it's not about how I feel about stuff. It's about me doing what God said to do, and that's expand this kingdom. So how can I show love towards somebody so that the world can see that I love this person? How can I do that? Those should be some of the questions that you ask,
That's
as
exactly right.
opposed to, all right, he said something I don't agree with, so I got to say something back.
I got to say something.
Yeah,
I
why do
got,
you
because
have to say that?
remember, let God be true and all men liars. So at best, you're giving your opinion.
Correct.
Unless you are quoting scripture and quoting it correctly in
In context.
context, at best, you're still giving your opinion.
Correct.
Look at Proverbs 10:18. It says, I believe that's 10:18. It says, whoever conceals hatred with lying lips
With
and
lying lips.
spreads slander is a
A fool.
fool. Good night. Boy,
Yeah,
oh boy, oh boy. This is one for the books, I think, Troy. This
man.
particular topic is one for the books. And we're not
We
mad at
have to.
anybody. We're mad at the devil.
No.
You know, as we used to
What?
say back in the day, only person mad is the devil, right? Now I'm mad at the devil
Well,
because he has deceived so many people, even in the body of Christ, even in the church, to live
yeah,
a much lower life than God planned for us and expects us to live.
we have to posture our hearts,
Yeah.
right? For one, you said in a posture of humility. That's first and foremost, right?
Yes.
Knowing that I don't have the answer. I don't have all the answers. I have to go to the one who does have the answers because that's how he designed this thing,
Yes.
right? And so I have to posture my heart in humility. I have to posture my heart in love. I should be so full of love, I don't have room for hatred.
I don't have
Right?
room. I don't have room.
I don't have room for it. I
No.
should be that full of love.
Yes,
Now,
sir.
watch this. Even for the people that hate me, I shouldn't even have room for hatred for them.
No, sir. No, sir.
And so this, Bruce, is I think you're right. This is one for the books. This is a lot of fun for me. This has been a
I love
great
it, man.
podcast.
I love it. And we do pray. We pray, man, that our hearts are heard, you know, and that people don't take what we've said the wrong way. There's only one way to take it, and that is to recognize that we quoted scripture for the last, I don't know how many minutes, you know, we've quoted scripture after scripture after scripture, you know, and that it would cause people to say, hey, you know what, God? Those dudes are right. I need to ask you, you know, where I am, you know, concerning these things. Because yes, I have some things that have been out there for a long time. And I just kind of go with the flow, you know. But I know, most people know, man. You know what I'm saying? People aren't ignorant of who they don't like. They may be ignorant of G of God of the devil's devices, but they ain't ignorant of who they like and don't like.
You know exactly who you don't like.
You know exactly who you don't like. And sometimes you might not even know why, but you do know whether you like them or not.
Correct.
So we're not going to play those games. I really pray as you do that that it helps somebody, you know, to make a better decision and to humble yourself enough to go before God and say, God, hey, where am I? Let me stop telling you where I think I am and let me just be quiet and ask you to tell me where I actually am.
That's it, man. Had a lot of fun here. Had a
Great.
lot of fun here. Talking about hatred towards God, hatred towards each other, hatred in the body. It's just not warranted. This has been a really good conversation. Can't wait to get back here. I'm Troy.
I'm Bruce.
And we thank you guys so much for joining us here under Fig Tree.